Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, and guests, non-members of the Church of Christ, and to our radio broadcast ministers panel. Tonight we welcome you once again to the worldwide gospel radio broadcast of the Church of Christ, entitled Bible, Basic Instruction Before Leaving Earth. We welcome all of our radio audience, as well as those who are listening to this broadcast through the internet, to our question and answer Bible broadcast. Tonight, we are very interested and we desire very much to hear your Bible questions concerning faith, truth, salvation, morality, the doctrine of Christ. We want to answer your questions tonight. If you have been a student of the Bible, if you have been a participant on this radio broadcast in the past, and you are not a member of the Church of Christ, you ought to ask the hard questions, because we have told you that you are not saved. You are not in the true Church of Jesus Christ. You cannot be saved in any other church by any other name, by any other authority, by any other gospel, by any other baptism, by any other faith. You cannot. No man died for a church, but the man Jesus Christ. He is no longer a man, but he is the divine heavenly Father, the God of heaven and earth, who created us and gave us health and life and all things. He is the creator of heaven and earth. I'm teaching you from Acts chapter 17, verse 24 through 30, and Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 through 17, and John chapter 1, verse 1 through 16. Jesus Christ, who is God our Savior, 1 Timothy 4 and verse 10, who is the head of the church, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23, Colossians chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23 through 28. Jesus Christ, who is the King of his kingdom, who is our King. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is the preeminent King and Lord and God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. He is first place. He is number one. And he is the King of his kingdom. Colossians 1:13. We are members of the kingdom of heaven through faith and obedience to Christ. Everyone who has not obeyed the gospel of Christ cannot be saved, cannot have grace, do not have the forgiveness of sin, do not have the power of prayer to God for spiritual petition, spiritual blessing. They don't have it. We need to be children of God, Galatians 3:26 and 27. We have to be baptized into Christ, Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have heard the doctrine of the gospel of Christ as we have taught you on this radio broadcast, yet you are not obedient to the gospel, you are not baptized into Christ, you have not become a member of the spiritual church of Christ that wears Christ's name, the only one in the Bible, you ought to have some questions tonight, or you ought to be trying to find a preacher of the truth, a minister of the gospel of Christ, and allow him to baptize you according to your faith in the gospel. Y'all be trying to do that today. If you're not, why not? Why haven't you accepted the gospel of salvation from the Word of God? Why are you still trying to serve God in a false religion or no religion at all? If you are a member of the Church of Christ and you are not living up to your calling as a child of God in Christ, you are not saved. You are not in the spiritual relationship of righteousness with God. You are subject to eternal damnation unless you repent. If you are being a hypocrite, which is the most noteworthy sin in the Lord's church today, hypocrisy, if you're guilty of it, got to repent. You cannot assume that you are automatically saved and forgiven while you still continue to walk in sin and in sinful heart. Now change our mind and accept Christ's will. We got to forgive one another. We got to serve God in true faith, in spirit, and in truth. We have to serve God with our soul, not our hands. If you aren't doing that, time to repent. Listen, we're setting this thing up. I got a question for all of those in our audience, especially those who are not members of the body of Christ, the Church of Christ. Where is your church, your faith, your teaching, where is it agreed to in the scriptures? Where is your church name in the Bible? Revelation 20 and 15. Whosoever was not found written in the Lamb's book of life was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. This is the second death. This is hell. The final condemnation of hell.
That's it.
Some of you say, I was born and raised in the Catholic Church, Baptist Church, Methodist Church, this church, that church, that church. But if you were, what are you going to do about it? Well, I'm going to die in it. Well, if you die in it, you're going to go to hell in it. Because it's not going to heaven. It's not named. No one in the Church of Christ was born from their mother's womb in the church. There's no such a thing in the Bible. According to John chapter 3 and verse 6, that which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Only the spirit man can be born of God. Not the fleshly man. So you can't be born in the flesh in Christ. You have to be born in the spirit in Christ. Nobody in the Church of Christ was born in the flesh in Christ. That's not Bible. We're giving you Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get started now. If anybody has a question, we want you to, the number one on your telephone keypad, push the number one button, and our moderator, Brother Brian Brown, who is a member and faithful brother of the Westward Street Church of Christ in Texas City, Texas. Brother Brown will cue you into the call, and you can ask your question. Let us have a word of prayer before we begin. God, we thank you for this privilege, this opportunity. We thank you for our brother, the Karen Luke Church of Christ, in Houston, Texas, USA, who provides the financial means to sponsor this radio broadcast every week. We thank you, dear God, for their heart and their desire to save the souls of men according to your will and commandment. We thank you, dear God, as ministers of Christ, to be a part of this broadcast, to be able to give people an answer for the reason of the hope that we have, which is in Christ Jesus. Thank you, God, for making us capable ministers of the truth. We pray tonight that as we discuss the gospel, the word, the will of God, that there be somebody who is honest, who really wants to be saved, who really wants to get it right with you, dear God, that will respond and obey the truth before the everlasting and eternal.
Amen.
Thank you, dear God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight we have Brother Lewis Parker, Jr., minister of the Church of Christ in Dickinson, Texas, USA. We have Brother Lewis Parker, the fourth, minister of the Darien Luke Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, USA. We have Brother James Johnson, minister of the Paw Addition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, USA. And we have yours truly, Brother Leroy Williams, who is also a minister of the Church of Christ, the Paw Addition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, USA. We are here tonight to share with you the gospel. We are here to preach the word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. We are praying and we are hoping that somebody is ready to answer the gospel call, to obey the gospel of Christ, to be baptized into Christ today. At this time, we're going to turn this broadcast over to my co-minister, Brother James Johnson, who will begin tonight's presentation of the gospel.
Man.
But remember, ladies and gentlemen, and radio guests, if you have a question, push number one on your phone. You don't have to wait for us to stop talking. You can interrupt us.
And amen.
We'll stop to hear your question.
Man.
And we'll answer your question by the word of God.
Man.
All we have to offer is the word of God. God bless you. I now turn it over to you, Brother Johnson.
Yes. I have to say one more time, I enjoyed that presentation. We only have one church in the Bible.
One. Amen.
And God has blessed this church to be the Church of Christ. There's no other title, no other name. If you went in a grocery store and you were looking for a can of peas, you wouldn't grab a can of corn. You would grab a can of peas because that's what you're looking for.
Amen.
Well, you ought to go to the book and look for the church that's in the book and see why it's that. Well, we'll give you the scripture where it's at. And Romans 16 and verse 16, salute one another with a holy kiss as the churches of Christ salute you. God's word is for real and it stands for real. It's no plaything. I look at millions and millions of people are dying every day, and they don't want to hear what God has to say. I was looking at Jeremiah for a few minutes here. In Jeremiah chapter 1, Jeremiah was an early prophet. He started preaching his ministry as a young man. And God was with him, but he had a weakness in him. He said, I ain't nothing but a child, Brother William. God didn't want to hear all that. God chose him. He could chose anybody. But he saw something that he didn't see. And God explained it to him. And God showed him. In other words, God telling us, I don't need you to tell me anything about you. I made you before you was conceived in your mother's womb. I knew what you going to be before you was conceived. You see, a lot of times, we say we can't do this and we can't do that. There ain't no such word you cannot do. If you willing to do anything in this world that you desire to do, you'll do it. Well, let's turn it around. If you desire to serve God, you'll do it.
Amen.
You don't need me to tell you to do it. All you got to do is get up and do it. But you got a lot of folks don't want to do what God says when it comes down to salvation.
Mm-hmm.
You see, God chose Jeremiah for a job to clean up. The children of Israel were still on their mission, being sinful and ugly with it.
Amen.
But see, God straightened up anything. Oh, we got the spiritual children of Israel now, and they're on their rampage of being sinful in nature, doing all kind of things that they ought not be doing.
Amen.
Got all kind of churches. Got all kind of buildings, but don't none of them have the true word of God. They have a false image of God. I remember when we were about reading Acts the 17th chapter,
mm-hmm.
Paul came to Mars Hill there and said, I see you are proceed of a superstitious.
Very.
Very superstitious.
Mm-hmm.
You worship an unknown God. I went, oh, what you mean, Paul? I worship of an unknown God. God is just one. All these idols and things are unknown gods. They can't save your soul.
Amen.
They can't give you salvation.
Amen.
You see, in Acts 4:12, the Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You cannot be saved in a name that's not written in the scripture.
Amen.
You see, we want to wear all kind of names. That's the way Satan plays the game. You wear any name you want now, but it ain't please the God.
Amen.
You can be from all the way down to Mary Baker Ellis, Mary Baker, Christian Science. You can be anything you want, but guess what? You still ain't done what God said.
Amen.
God put salvation in the book. In Titus 2 and verse 11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, not some men, all men, to deny an ungodly and worldly love. You see, we don't want to hear all of that. When it comes down to soul salvation, we need to tell the people just like it is. Don't hold back nothing. Tell them the truth, whether they hurt them or they get happy with it. You see, you're going to have to tell people the way it is. People are dying all over the world. Movie stars are dying all over the world. We just had one to die this morning. That's sad.
Another one.
Mm-hmm. And you know they say, another one bites the dust.
Yep.
Well, two statements. Got to go to the grave now. They're already facing God. You face God before you almost left here because you didn't do what he said.
Without Christ.
Without Christ, you can't go to heaven. Christ can walk you to heaven. The devil can walk you to hell.
Amen.
This is where it is. It's getting around.
Amen.
No matter how beautiful your voice is, no matter how much talent you got, if you didn't use it for Christ, you didn't do no good.
Amen.
You just wasted time. You just wasted all your time trying to please the world and thinking you would please Christ, and you still wound up in hell.
Man,
Bible's not going to change. It just didn't change then, and it ain't going to change now.
Amen.
Our justification. God not going to save you in sin.
Amen.
Now, we might as well face that. Sin is all over the world. You see, in the book of Joshua, Brother William, in the 7th chapter, those folks were in sin. The first verse said they had transgressed. They were already in sin. They called themselves being smooth and slick, thought they were getting away with it, but God exposed them.
Amen.
You can't get away with sin.
Amen.
You see, when we read this Bible, it don't tell you you're not getting away. You can keep on sinning, keep on living a ragged life, and go on to hell, and God ain't going to stop you. Now, you make the choice to go to hell or go to heaven.
Amen.
You can't blame God. Well, Lord, I would have did it, but you didn't help me out. Oh, no. God gave you a choice. Every day you get up, you make a choice, Brother William.
Amen.
I can't come to you and say, well, Brother William did this and I did that. No, God ain't going to go on that either. God's going to go on what you did and what I did. If I live right and you live wrong, go to hell. Simple as that. Whether we brothers in Christ or brothers outside of Christ, we just do what God says, we're still in trouble with God.
Amen.
A whole lot of folk want to play with God too much. Want to do everything but what God tell them. God told Peter, you will open the door to the kingdom. You will open the door. Peter and the 11 opened the door to the congregation on the day of Pentecost, and it's been the Church of Christ ever since.
Amen.
No change. See, you know why people don't know about the Church of Christ? They ain't looking for the Church of Christ. They're looking at the preacher, but they're not looking in the Word. See, the same book got the same thing. I don't care what Bible you pick up. It got God's Word in it.
Amen.
It got salvation in it. It got the truth in it. John 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. And John 17:17, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. He told you plain and simple, the word of God is truth. John 4:24, God said, I'm a spirit. They that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
You got to have God's spirit to be able to worship God the right way. I know I'm talking right tonight, because I see too many people want to do it their way, Brother Will, but they want to do it God's way. If you don't do it God's way, you're not going to heaven. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. You still ain't going to heaven. You can be rich as Donald Trump. And if you ain't right with God, you still ain't going to heaven. And you can be poor as Joe Turkey, and you still ain't going to heaven if you haven't been with God, say it.
Amen.
God respects a person. He no respect a person. If you don't obey the will of God, you can't go to heaven. I would not as well face it. We say, oh, I love, we got this bad Brother William. I love Jesus, but we still sin. And living in sin. But when we get around to go, oh, I love Jesus. Or we can sing a song. You can sing a lie as well as tell a lie.
Amen.
You can sing a lie. You don't love God. You see, when a man loves God, he's going to obey God.
Amen.
He's going to do God's will. He ain't going to do somebody else's will. He's going to do God's will because God's will is in the book. Not in man, it's in Christ.
Yeah.
Not in me, it's in Christ.
Amen.
We got to learn that. And Jeremiah 22 and verse 29, he said, oh, earth, hear the word of the Lord. Got too many people in the words of preachers philosophers and all of that foolishness using big, eloquent words, but don't know the book. Don't know what the book teaches. Huh? Don't know what it teaches. I know the old-time preachers back in the day, Brother William Basher preached the word. They all preach it now. You preach philosophy. All kind of things. But we don't preach Christ. You know what? I know the something. Christ is the only one that we never say have a church. We say anybody's church, but we can't go to Christ. Mm. Christ has one church. That's yourself. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 through 17. Read it for yourself. And you'll see Christ is talking about himself. He's talking to you. Telling you. You better have my spirit if you want to go to heaven. See, if you ain't got the spirit of Christ, you ain't going to heaven.
Not in the church.
Huh? Talk to me. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 12 through 17, it is again. He's talking about you got to have the Spirit. And if you believe it or not, you have to have God's Spirit. God gives man that Spirit, and he seals him with it. And man breaks man so ignorant, he'll break the seal. And don't realize he done broke the seal with God. He's going to go to hell. He don't watch himself.
Ignore God.
Oh, the Bible is right. And 2 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning at verse 3, and drop down to verse 20 and 22, the Bible tells us again, all promises are in Christ. And then drop down to verse 20 and 22, it tells us again about the spirit of seal. We are sealed by that word.
Amen.
That Bible is right. We're still fussing with God. God's I'll fix it. I'll start taking out many souls. Look at the world now. Oh, look at it now. God started taking folks up out of here.
Yeah.
Letting them go head on and die. Satan is killing them. He said, okay, Satan, go on do your thing. Because I got my ministers. They coming through. We coming soon. We coming through tight. See, the whole devil think he's smart. Oh, God. He just, no, God has removed his hand. No. God has removed his hand. God got his hand on his ministry. See, we are God's angels. God's angels are the ministers. And we tell you what the Bible says. You can either do it or you can reject it. If you reject it, hell bound. You can reject it all day, Brother Wade. But if you don't do what God tells you, you're hell bound. There ain't no second chance in life with God. You got one shot at this life right now.
Amen?
To get it right. And you fool around there, don't get it right, don't repent, you are headed for hell. And guess what? You know, I love Psalms 23 because I love what David said. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Who is that? David. I shall not walk. He's making me to lie down in green pasture. Though I walk, Brother William, through the valley of the shadows of death.
Yeah.
Though I fear no evil. Why, David? Because my God is with me. Oh, Lord, have mercy. There it is. That's what I'm talking about. God was with David. They walked together. And verse 6, I love what he said. He said, I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, he was talking about that. He was talking about heaven.
Eternal home.
He was talking about his eternal home. That's heaven. When he used the word house, he was really talking about, I'm talking about heaven. That's the house that God promised in John 14, verse 1 through 6.
Yes.
The same house he's talking about. He's talking about the house in heaven. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. God promised that, and yet we won't even accept it.
All right.
Are we in trouble now? Oh, look at America that went to the DOG. Dog. That's the lowest you can go with it, Brother Wade. Going to lower you like a snake on your belly. Crawling on the ground and can't get up. When you die in sin, you crawling on the ground and can't get up.
Okay.
God ain't going to get you up there. You got to die in your sins. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You have forgot about God, Job chapter 8 and verse number 13. Job 26 and verse 6. God said, The Bible says, I'm going to enlarge the borders. All hell is going to be full. Oh, as they said, it's party tonight. They're going to be party tonight.
There's
plenty of room. To get out. And as they said, boogie on down, they're going to be boogie on down. And see it in hell burning up. Bible don't lie. And Psalm 9 and verse 17, those who have forgot God will go to hell.
Amen.
And Psalms 50 and verse 22, all that forgot God going to hell.
Amen.
Oh, Lord have mercy. There's so much hell in the Bible, it's unreal.
Amen.
That's why the rich man looked up. In Luke the 16th chapter, beginning at verse 19 to 31, the Bible says the poor man was died and went up in Abraham's bosom.
Right.
He wouldn't rest. What about the rich man?
No rest.
The Bible says he died and what he ended up at? In hell.
Hell. No rest.
No rest. As they say, but the weary, there's no rest for him. He in trouble now.
Man.
Oh, he's still in trouble, Brother William, because he can't get out.
Who?
See, he checked in, but he can't check out.
Amen.
Oh, we in trouble now.
Amen.
People are leaving this planet Earth.
In sin.
In sin. No hope at all.
God.
You see, God let death come up on some of these babies and stuff. God knows they're going to be like when they grow up. Trouble. He's dead for trouble. But God can literally take them now. And I don't worry about that. I take them out of here. Don't worry about it. Look what's happening now. We got folk in the church. Don't want to do what God's saying.
Amen.
Don't want to hear the word of God. You go to preaching the word of God. Oh, here he go. Brethren, I'm going to say this again. We're going to keep on saying it. We're going to have to preach the word tight.
Amen.
Break it like it's never been broke. Tear that Bible up. Tear that pulpit down. Because people need to hear God's word. They on their way to hell. I'll tell you like it is.
Amen.
Well, today. Just take a look at it. Look at your neighborhood. Look at your next door neighbor.
Yeah.
Drunk all the time. Dope all the time. Crack all the time. Whoremongering all the time. Fornicating all the time, huh?
Yep.
It's doing all kinds of sinful things. God said, don't do it. And we just go ahead and do it anyway.
Yeah.
And the devil said, oh, it ain't going to hurt you. It hurts you when you look at it. Because your eyes, see, your lust after it. Just ask King David about it.
Lust through the eye.
Huh? And you just study looking. Study turning your head. You study focus. Oh, what I can do for that. But God said it won't work. God said you can't please him in the flesh.
Amen.
The 8th chapter begins at verse 1 through 9. And if anybody has not Christ, he is none of his. So everybody's not a child of God. You need to stop saying that.
Amen.
And if you on the outside, you was on the inside of Christ, and you mess around there and start practicing sin, you ain't a child of God no more. You're a child of the devil. The Bible is right.
Nah.
You got folks today want to hold on to everything, but you got to let it go.
That's right.
Can't pull no boss to the graveyard with you.
No possession.
Can't pull a car to the graveyard with you. Living in fancy houses, and they got to stay here. Huh?
Amen.
Got to stay
here.
Only thing they take you to the grave is the remainder of the body.
That's it, the body.
That's all going to the grave.
The soul is only.
And the soul is already judged before God.
Amen.
Ain't no hope for you.
Amen.
You do God's will before you left here. You ain't going to do it after you leave here.
No way. Can't be.
And we got this bad. We say it all songs up in heaven.
Man.
Wonderful song. That's a lie. God does not accept sinners in heaven singing wonderful songs.
Amen.
If they sung it all down here, they didn't sing it up there. Because God don't allow sin in his kingdom. We might want to preach that. Millions of people teaching that business. They already said Aretha went to heaven. See, tell me that.
Oh,
we got all these movies so they can just go to heaven. Just because God blessed them with a beautiful voice and made them just to heaven. We'll go to heaven anyway. Well, I don't read that in this book. If I sin, I'm going to hell.
Don't repent.
Amen. I'm going to hell.
Amen.
I just say it the way God said. In John chapter 8 and verse 21 through 24, Jesus said, if you die in your sin, you can't come where I'm at. He said again, if you die in your sin, you can't come where I'm at.
Amen.
Now, you can't come by Jesus at his sin.
Heaven.
The Bible says in Luke chapter 13, 3 through 5, he said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish.
Yes.
Verse 5, he said it again. Ye shall all likewise perish. Perish for what, Lord? You're in sin and you're dying and you're going to hell. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Simple and plain.
None.
You can't be playing with sin. You either let it go or go out there with the crowd and go to hell.
All right, church.
I'm talking to the Church of Christ tonight. I'm talking to the world tonight. We're going to have to let something go.
See,
we're talking about that long patience, Brother William.
Yes.
That long patience going down now.
Yes.
It's folding up, Brother Parker. It's closing up.
Yes.
See, God's, I'm going to show you who God really is. See, the children of Israel had to learn a lesson.
Yeah.
When God told them what was going to happen, it happened. Just like God said.
The nation took them
like it wasn't about nothing. And I was reading the book of Proverbs yesterday, Brother William.
Yeah.
And do you know, I read in there that the children of Israel, on each chapter, all the way through the book almost, they sinned 11 times.
Yeah.
And that provocative of the book, they sin so heavy, God sent men of false religious people to them, all kind of people to them, to let them know. In one case, one religious fellow, he treated them so bad for 18 solid years. Didn't give them a break. God didn't give them a break. Don't tell me you won't cry to God when trouble comes. Oh, they were crying. Lord, have mercy on us. God saw the prophet to them. That prophet got them out. They went back to sin again. Oh, God said, I'm going to let you suffer a little longer this time. 40 years. Ooh, Lord have mercy. They couldn't even pray to God. It was just that messed up. Look at how God working at. Look where we at today. Sometimes we can't pray to God. Why? Because we don't let the sin come in the back doors of the churches of Christ.
Amen.
And we won't. We ain't trying
Amen.
To get it out either.
We
got to
get it out.
Got to get out. That hypocrisy got to go.
Amen.
And I'm preaching on this Sunday, too. And I don't care who don't want to hear it. I'm going to tell you like it is. Hypocrisy is one of the first sins in the Bible.
Amen.
You go to Isaiah chapter 32 and start reading that verse 6 and following. And you go to Isaiah 33 and start reading that verse 14 and following. You'll see God say it ain't nothing but a play act. And then you come on over to the New Testament. Peter said you've got to get rid of it. In 1 Peter chapter 2, 1 through 5, he said you can take the sincere milk of the word and grow thereby. A lot of folks ain't growing, Brother Will.
No.
Oh, they claim to be members of the church. God has told us he is first, and if we don't put his first place, you're going to hell for that. Because the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first kingdom of God and all his righteousness shall be added unto thee. We ain't doing that no more. We seek the world first and then still going to hell on top of it. All the Bible. We ain't getting away with it. We think we are. We think we're so smart. We think we so got so much sense. But God's going to come through.
Amen.
God's going to come right on through.
Amen.
I'll stay here. He tells us, as ministers of the gospel, you just keep preaching. I'll straighten them up. See, God will get all these bad seeds out. I'm telling you now.
Amen.
God's going to take them out. They're going to be back in the earth. Because their sins are wearing them down. Their sins are killing them. The Bible tells me in Ezekiel 18 and verse 4. It tells me about your sin. If you die in your sin, you had it. You die in sin, you go to hell.
Amen.
He also said in Ezekiel 18 and 20, if you die in your sin, that's it, it's over.
Yes.
Can't come back. Can't come back. Take a lesson from the book. When God says something, you can close it down. God telling them, get it right.
Yeah.
God is how to do it.
Amen.
And we don't want to do what God says. Oh, the time is running out. We keep on saying, oh, God, we're long suffering. Before the night show, we were going to hear about some more people dying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody, a father and son, were walking to the store last night, Brother William, right there in Houston. And the father got shot and got killed. Don't know where his mother's coming from.
Wow.
Walking to one of those late convenience stores, him and his son. Man drove up, some boys drove up, father kept getting up.
Amen.
You see, God has told us to get it right down here.
Amen.
If you get it right, I'm not saying nothing else. As Brother Parker said, what in the hell do you want? What in the hell do you want from hell?
All right.
I think I'm going to use that a little bit Sunday. What in the hell do you want from hell?
Amen.
Now, we're going to get serious on that one. What in the hell do you want from hell? You go that way, but what do you want from it?
Amen.
You got to be trying to from it.
Amen.
But we going to it. You see what I'm saying, Brother Parker? We going to it. We're ready from it. We're messing it up. God has told us how to get away from it. He's letting me marry in water and grave and baptism.
Amen.
He said, I can stop the hell for you, but you got to do what I tell you.
Yes.
You got to do what I tell you, Brother William.
Amen.
If you don't do what I tell you, you're going to hell.
Amen.
You got to give up the sin.
Amen.
Got to give it up. We trying to hold on to sin too long. I don't want to. I know it's wrong, but I still want to do my thing. I want to party a little longer. I want to drink a little longer.
Amen.
I want to smoke a little longer. I want to use that crack a little longer. I want to horse chase a little longer. God, give me a little more time. Who do you think you're talking to? You're talking to the wrong one.
Amen.
God don't got no time on you. Time is when it's time to go.
Amen.
Amen.
Talk to God. God, if you give me a little more time, man, I promise to serve you. Oh, we make a, you know what we're trying to do? We're trying to make a bargain deal with God.
Yeah.
But we don't say it to the devil. Yeah. We don't say it to the devil. The devil beat us up. Because, oh, the devil, he serves you. God put something on, oh, Lord have mercy. God, why did you do me like that? Sometimes God got to take a Leon. Get your attention. Sometimes that don't even work.
Well,
I lost a leg. I can still shake the other leg. Well, when you lose that one, then what happens? Now you're up in a wheelchair. Then if you lose one arm, what happens? Then if you lose both arms and got to lay down flat on your back, God, you mistreated me. No, he didn't. You should have did what he told you.
Amen.
You might have had all your money. Get your attention. God had to do it to you. He didn't want to see your soul die. Because that's the only thing you got left. But we think we got 100 years down here. You better ask Noah's great 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 grandfather. How long he had? 962 wasn't nothing.
Amen.
Wasn't nothing to go.
Amen.
He still died in the blood.
Yeah.
He didn't get away with it. So what do you think we're gonna get away with it? Is opening doors for the church. Get on his feet. Now, God will open the door for us. Now, we just sit there and don't do nothing. We go into hell right along with the crowd.
Amen.
Amen.
Got a lot of folks. Don't want to do nothing in the church. Just want to keep house, brother, will you? Don't want to evangelize no more.
Oh,
don't want to talk about the Bible. Everybody's been talking about it, what they can do in the street. I got a good job.
Man.
I got a good money. I got a good old lady. That's, they don't call her their wife no more. That's my old lady now.
Yeah.
See, when we was coming up as young men, that's my wife. Now she's my old lady. We got to get messed up.
Amen.
Oh, brethren, take heed to what God's telling. Show up. He told Jeremiah to go preach the word.
Yeah.
He said, preach it, Jeremiah. I don't care what you abused and all that. Moses had that problem. He said, go get your brother. I don't want to hear all that. I know what I'm doing. You just do what I tell you.
Amen.
We want to tell God what to do. What really we don't want to do, we don't want to go and tell our people, Leroy.
Yeah.
We don't want to tell Leon. See, God sent you to your own people sometimes. Go tell them what I said.
Yeah.
And here we go. Oh, Lord,
amen.
I got to go talk to my people.
Yeah,
go tell them what I said. Repent, or you're going to hell and die.
Here.
Oh, Lord, please give me a chance. Can somebody else do it?
Amen.
God sent you to do it. He didn't tell you to go get somebody else.
Amen.
But we got folk today that don't want to do nothing. All they want to do, they don't want to give.
Mm-mm.
Got a big problem with that in the church now.
No money.
But you can go to the Baptist, Methodist, the Catholic, they'll give all day. And never say a word. Go to the Lord's place and worship with the saints. Before you can sit down and do it, oh, Lord, here he come with that collection plate.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. We're going to stand before God. I was having a collection you going to say then.
Yeah.
God has told us how to do it. Why are we playing with God? We don't trust God? Or we saying we trust God, but when we get before our comrades, it's a different story. The same book going to be over on the day of judgment. If it don't match up with your life, you're in hell already.
Amen.
God has told us.
Amen.
Now, he's not going to talk verbally like I'm talking now. He speaks through the book. Hebrew chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. At sunrise time, God spoke through the Father by the prophets. But in these last days, he speaks through his Son. Now, you can take it or you can leave it.
Amen.
God will stand when we all in the grave.
Amen.
And we can take it or we can leave it. Now, which one do you want? Somebody ought to be calling in and asking, what must I do to be saved?
Amen.
Sit around there all day long. Never have a Bible question unless it's something to fit their needs. But we got the answer for you tonight. All you got to do is call in.
Amen.
And tell us, want to know. And we'll give you the Bible answer. The Bible question. It's pitiful how people are doing this world. But, oh, God's going to do something for you. I don't want to see how God's going to really shake this nation up. But God's working on it, boy. And it don't take God long to get his chick up. Bridges falling in. Alcohol falling in. Everything's falling in. That ought to tell you something. God is alive on the throne. And man, still God is in control. Man won't get it right. I ain't going to do it.
Amen.
I've been living wrong. Well, what you going to tell God when he calls you on that last day? What you going to tell him? Well, Lord, you know I think about the Aretha. Can't tell God nothing now, Brother Parker.
Oh.
Amen.
You can just stand there and listen to what he got to say.
That's it.
And she could say all what she did and all that broadcast that they did on TV today, it won't help now.
Amen.
Oh, this is about planning one of the biggest funeral in Detroit. I don't care how big it is, how much money they spent on a casket, how much money they spent on clothes. If she wasn't, she had died in the Lord, she ain't going up there.
Amen.
Amen.
Let our Lord, Brother William.
Amen.
Revelation 14 and verse number 13. They that died in the Lord
Rest.
Rest from their labors. How did they die in the Lord? Acts chapter 2 and 38. When Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sin.
Yes.
And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's when you can die in the Lord. Other than that,
yes,
you can't die in the Lord.
None.
You're going to die outside of the Lord. To these so-called lame preachers coming around here with that foolishness, talking about, oh, she died this way, or she was a good person. In God's eyes, she's just like the rest of the world, going on.
Amen.
Live on in hell forever.
Amen.
What are we going to do now?
All
are
right.
we going to stand up? Or are we going to lay down? But make up our minds. We better get in that pulpit and preach this book or sit on a stump like Brother Parker said.
Yes.
Don't get up there trying to get cute because we don't need no cute preachers.
That's yes.
the Bible now. There's too many cute preachers.
Yeah.
You're nothing to
preach.
Talking like this. Well, you know, bring it like this. Look, the Bible says it and let's get it on. Hey, let's see what God got to say about it.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid of people. I'm members of the Church of Christ. They're looking at your heart, that you're going to bust your head up. Well, they did Jeremiah like that. They looked at him all. God said, but I'm with you, Jeremiah, but if you give in, I'll leave you, in other words, God telling
Amen.
You, I'm with you. No matter how they look at you, you just preach the word.
Amen.
Like I told you to. That's what we need to be doing.
Yep.
Preaching the word like God said so.
Amen.
And quit running around with, read your Bible, know the scripture, learn the scripture, study the scripture,
search
yeah. the scripture, honor the scripture, put God first in everything, and that'll work
Amen.
Every time. That's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
God waiting on somebody tonight to obey his will.
Yes.
Forget about
yes.
whatever's on your mind. See, the devil coming with his poison. That's that drinking. Huh? That's
yep.
that dope.
False religion.
Yeah. Every religion in the world, face out coming with it. You got to be aware
Amen.
Of it now. The Church of Christ falls in the category too. Because the Apostle Paul warned us about our brethren in Acts the 20th chapter and verse 29.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling us right still, for our own brethren will rise up, speaking the verse of faith, to draw away disciples after themselves. But the Apostle Paul said, preach the word. He said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Preach the word. Be in season, out of season. Follow long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come and they will not endure sound doctrine. Mm?
All right.
If any man bring not this doctrine, receive it not into your house. Huh? In 2 John chapter 1, verse 5 through 11. Huh?
Yeah.
We got to know what to do. We got to preach the word.
Yes.
To preach it. You ain't getting to shake hands. You shake that later. Get the word to the people. Let them know that there's a God in heaven. We got a God in Israel now. The spiritual God
yes.
is the spiritual kingdom of Israel.
Yes.
We are the Israelites now. Let's stand on the word and quit playing with the Bible.
Amen.
Yes.
It's not a book just to carry around. It don't offend you like that way. It offends those souls that obey it and listen to it. God is your shield.
Yes.
Ephesians chapter 6, then at verse 10 through 18, he said, put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
Be ready to stand against the devil.
Yes.
The devil is after you now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he quit. Oh, you thought Satan quit?
No.
Oh, no, he got all kinds of tricks. And they're for kids.
Yeah.
Now he said, I use them on you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You and smell the flowers.
Amen.
You think we so educated, but we done got relaxed and have become fools now.
All right.
Amen.
We're a foolish nation now.
Yeah.
We think we know everything and don't even know the book. Ain't that sad? Living in the world is defying and going out. Come in, Brother William, and go out the back door dying.
Yeah.
Ain't got no hope. God
Amen.
Is favorite book?
None.
Your favorite book? Going to hell. Five Circle of Doctrine.
Yes.
I can't put it no other way. Brother Foster, we've heard the word tonight, Acts 15, verse 7. Do we believe the word tonight? Acts 15, verse 7. Are we ready to repent? Acts 3, 19. Are we ready to confess? Acts 8, 37. Are we ready to be baptized? Acts 2, 38. Are we ready to let the Lord add us to the church of Christ? Acts 2, 44 to 247.
Yes.
The Bible is right, not the preacher. The Bible holds the key to your future.
Amen.
You want to go to heaven, walk with Jesus. That's the only way you're going
to
go. You ain't going to heaven no other way.
Thank you.
I don't care how you swag or how pretty you sound. You ain't going to heaven no other way. Got to be
Amen.
Amen.
Now the Bible says it. While we ought to, you know what? We ought to be walking in the church of Christ. Ought to be the happiest people in the world. Sometimes we're the foolish ones. Sometimes we're the foolish ones. When things don't go our way, we get mad about it. But worry about that. God got it covered. See, God can walk with you when nobody else can walk with you.
Yeah.
Huh? Just read Psalm 3. Just keep reading that book.
Yes.
Psalm 23, that was the greatest writer I think is in the Bible to me. Because David, when he said the Lord, he said nobody else on planet Earth or above or underneath the Earth, he said the Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
David, I shall not walk. Well, for what? Nothing. Anything I want, God can provide for me.
Amen.
Philippians 4, verse 19. God can get you what you need. You got to trust God.
Amen.
Look at Daniel.
Amen.
They want the three boys, but the first five come out a winner. Daniel laid down with the lion, come out a winner.
Amen.
We can lay down the day and come out a winner. Preach the gospel and come out a winner.
Amen.
Yes.
Preach the word. Watch how God gonna look at you. He gonna say, "Now that's mine." You can't do nothing with it. I got it right where he at.
Amen.
You need to preach the word. That's what I'm talking about, Brother Parker. I turn it over to you.
Praise
yes, Lord. Sir. This is what we were commanded to do. 2 Timothy 4. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering and doctrine. The time is here even now. Amen. For the time will come, Paul said, that they will not endure sound doctrine. You know, we think we're so great and such a wonderful nation until we've adapted Satan rather than God. Amen. Thinking because we're wise. Paul said Romans chapter 2, chapter 1, rather, verse 22, professing themselves to become wise, they became fools. That's us in America now.
Exactly.
We are just a bunch of fools here in America now. We've become wise now and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible men and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. God gave us, wherefore God has given us over to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Our Supreme Court said, look, men have a right to marry a man, and a woman have a right to marry a woman. Now, every state didn't get it, but you got the supreme authority. You can go wherever you can get married, two men, two women, amen? And you can legally adopt children and everything else. Ooh-wee! Amen. We are the new Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen? It gets worse. You'll be surprised at the number of gays and lesbians hooked up, and they're multiplying in America, amen? Because they got the right they claim according to our United States government. We've got to understand, as ministers of the gospel of Christ, preach the word. Paul told us in 2 Timothy chapter 4, preach the word. Preach it in season, out of season, keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering and doctrine. We're in this age now, for the time has come that men will not endure. endure sound doctrine, but after their own lustful desires, heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and return unto fable. We are in that generation right now. Amen?
Amen.
And the rest of the nation are laughing at America. We used to faithfully say, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. But now all of a sudden they've embraced some of all the foolishness you could ever think of in America now. And as a great nation, like all of the great nations in history, they fail because they took their faith out of God. Amen? And started doing the things that they wanted to hear. Satan leading them straight to hell right now. And that's why the Bible commanded us as ministers of the gospel of Christ, preach the word, 2 Timothy chapter 4. Be ready to preach when they lack it, when they don't lack it, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long-suffering and doctrine. We're in that age right now. The time has come that men will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust, they're going to get somebody to tell them what they want to hear, make them feel good, bring the Sunday night, the Saturday night nightclub to the church. And play that music. And that's all they want to do is just be feeling good. All you got to do is just say God every now and then, God every now and then. Amen. Don't tell them what they must do in order to be saved. And if you listen to some of those churches on television and radio now, you hear they're not telling people what they must do to be saved. And if they are saved, what to do. Amen. They can't do that because those churches were made by men. And all they want to do is get the money. Amen. It's a dirty shame to see this thing in life right now. We were commanded to preach the word. Where's the word? In the Bible. Amen. You listen to a lot of radios and television, and you don't hardly hear them say nothing much about the Bible. Amen. All they want to do is pick past that plate. Pass that plate. It's about the money for them. Amen. These so-called preachers are making millions of dollars a year and everything else. Wait. It has become a holistic state here, and we were commanded by the word of God. Only one Bible will forever be here on planet Earth till Christ come back. Amen? And he said, preach the word. 2 Timothy chapter 4, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long-suffering and doctrine. We're in the age now. The time has come. And men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lustful desires, make them some churches, amen. Make them a headquarters on earth, amen. And they just do what they want to do for the money's sake, amen. Knowing that people know there's one Bible, amen. They don't recognize the one church in the Bible, but they know they got to worship and all that kind of stuff. So Satan has taken advantage of that foolishness that's going on, amen. We see it on television, listen on radio all the time. Just tell the people what they want to hear. Amen. And the most important thing to them is pass that plate, that collection plate. Amen. That's all it's about to the wicked churches on planet Earth. In the Bible, we were told, 2 Timothy chapter 4, do what? To preach the word. Preach it be instant in season, out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, we're in the age right now, men will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust, even in the churches of Christ, only church of the Bible, they'll fire you if they don't want to hear it. Amen. You got churches of Christ who become weak. Amen. And they don't want to be out there preaching. Amen. I've been told several times in my biblical history of preaching, amen. Why you got to preach on hell so much? Where do you think you're going if you don't live right? Amen. The Church of Christ is here to stop people from going where? To hell. Amen. And then go to some other churches and tell them, well, you may not go to hell, but you can go halfway between heaven and hell. There's no halfway between heaven and hell. Amen. When Jesus comes back, you're going to go one or two places, heaven or hell, not going halfway. Amen. And Satan is a cold-blooded, wicked demon. Amen. And people believe in him. Amen. They believe in him that they can go halfway there. And they ain't got to do too much sin. They can do a little bit, and they still can make it to heaven. No, 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 no. That's a lie. It's one or two places that all human beings that have lived on planet Earth are going to go. They're going to go to hell. Or heaven. You're not going halfway to heaven. Amen. Halfway to hell. You're going to heaven or hell. Amen. We have the basic instructions before we even heard the Bible. It could be an acronym, basic, you know, basic things before going to heaven, basic instructions before going to heaven, amen? And that Bible gives you the instructions. That's your map to heaven, amen? And if you don't try to go to heaven, you will rob to the way, the map to hell, amen? And that's the eternally living in hell, eternally living in heaven. Amen. And I'd rather be walking on streets of gold eternally in heaven with God. Amen. Rather than be burning in hell with Satan eternally in hell. Amen. You know, people don't think about it. You go to the funerals all the time. You see it on television and everything else. Death all the time. Amen. And all of us got to leave here. Amen. Now, where are you going when you leave here? That's why the church is in the Bible. Only one church in the Bible.
Wow.
The church of Christ. The basic instruction before leaving earth. Bible. Amen. And when you obey the gospel of Christ. Amen. And live the life that you have been instructed to live. Heaven. You are heaven bound and you'll be the most blessed life you could have ever lived while on planet earth. Amen. The you know, if you don't know how to drive from here to Canada and you don't have a map or nothing like that, you're in trouble, aren't you? Amen. And if you don't know and have sense enough to have a map or nothing like that, you might not ever get to Canada. Amen. So we need to know that we've got to have in basic instruction before leaving earth. That's why the Bible is here to direct us to live in heaven eternally. But Satan is so cold-blooded and low-down, he makes his own churches, amen? Amen. These men getting in, people got their headquarters on earth and everything like that, and they're making millions and millions of dollars off people. All they're looking for is a collection, amen? They don't care where you go, and they don't care where they go, because they're in it for hell's sake anyway. Satan got them hooked on it. We'll get these big churches and then get all these headquarters for them and everything, making all that money. That's all they care about, telling anything they want to hear so they can fill the building up. Amen. If you didn't preach the gospel that's in the Bible, there's only one Bible on planet Earth, and it told us what to do. And we've got to stick with the book. Now, if you're just preaching in the Church of Christ for money, you need to sit your rump on a stump somewhere. Get yourself out of that pulpit. Amen? You were commanded, 2 Timothy 4, to do what? Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time is here now. It will come, he said, that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lustful desires, heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, get people that will make them feel good. Amen. They should turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto fables. You got a whole bunch of these so-called educated or new type preachers that's in the Church of Christ now, telling the people what they want to hear. Amen. And that's pitiful. Amen. For the money's sake, for them to make some money. Amen. And more people going to give better than anything else if you don't tell them the truth. Amen. I've seen a lot of people leave the Church of Christ where I was preaching and everything and just left and didn't go to church nowhere because they didn't want to hear, why you got to preach on hell all the time? Well, why you got to come to church? To stay out of hell. Ain't but one church on planet Earth. The Church of Christ up here. The Church of Christ. And if you don't become faithful to the Church of Christ, you're going to hell. Amen? And people think that's what the preacher doing that. If you ever one Bible on planet Earth, amen? The book, and it tells you your instructions to go to heaven. Amen? And people don't want to hear that. You got to kind of smooth that out and sit up there and tell them what they want to hear. And if you that ignorant, you just sit your rump out of the pulpit, sit down somewhere and try to get converted unto Christ Jesus. One church in the Bible, amen? The instruction on what we must do is in the Bible, the one Bible. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Christ in my word shall stand forever. And it's going to be here. And the basic instruction for you to try to make it to heaven and live the most wonderful life you could ever live on earth is to follow the instructions of the Word of God. Obey the gospel, amen? And that's what we got to keep preaching the Word for. Amen. And, you know, a lot of people, a lot of preachers nowadays are going crazy in the Church of Christ. Amen. They want to make some good money, amen. They just want to sit in there and tell the people what they want to hear. Amen. Don't preach about hell. I've been told several times in my history of preaching. Why do you got to preach on hell? Why do you got to Well, why are you here in the church? Now, if you want to go to hell, don't even come into the Church of Christ. Amen. Just stay right there and do anything you want to do. If that's what you want to do is go to hell. Don't let people in Church of Christ, nobody, all of them not going to do it anyway. But some will come to you and say, well, why you got to just preach on hell? Amen? Amen. Have y'all preached that sermon yet? The question is, what in hell do you want? That's a good sermon. Work it out. Work it out of evil. What's now that people want us so good to go to hell for? Because you got too many unrighteous people in churches, amen. And they need to be taught. They need to be taught right. And we got to do as we were commanded to do. 2 Timothy 4. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. We're in an age right now. Men will not endure sound doctrine, thinking themselves become wise. They have become fools in America. Amen. Amen. You remember that we worked our way up, even as black people. What did we do? We came over here as slaves. Amen. And then we reached our freedom. Amen. And many of you that are listening now may have known during those days when we were fighting for our civil rights here in America. Amen. They were hanging us and everything else, but we got that. Amen. And that's only with the help of God that we received that. Amen. And God has let us know. Even if we come to that life in America to get our freedom from it, and I know all were not members of the Church of Christ, but there were some Church of Christ people in there marching and demonstrating. I know I was one of them and many others. Amen? But it was achieved that way. And we need to stay faithful unto God until death. Amen? God is real. Amen. A lot of people just think that we just so wise, this so important. I went to college, I got wise, I got my degree, I got this, I got that. No, 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 no. Did you get the Bible first? The Bible could be an acronym. Basic instructions before leaving earth. You are instructed in the Bible on what you must do to live the most wonderful life you've ever lived on planet earth. And then eternally in heaven with God. Amen? And that's why we got to keep preaching the word. People just don't care. Now and then thinking themselves to become wise, Paul said it. Professing themselves to become wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man and birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore, when he did that, as Paul said in verse 24 of Romans chapter 1, God gave them over to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, the dishonor of their bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this cause, God gave them unto vile affection, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, and doing that which is unseen, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meat. You know, we have addressed that in America. America is a very nation now. Our supreme authority and everything said it's all right for men to marry men and women to marry women. You know, and they don't even care anymore. You can go to the stores and go to places and look on or walk down your street or drive down your street. And you might see two men or two women holding and kissing in the streets and everything else. Amen. Hooray! You know, the history of this nation is in terrible shape. And we've got to keep preaching the doctrine of Christ. Amen. In the midst of all this hell going on, but don't worry about it. When you preach the word and do it right and everything, God will bless you. Amen. And if something happens to you, you're blessed still. Just because you had the guts enough to keep preaching the word, whether men like it or don't like it. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering and doctrine. We're in that age now. The time has come that men will not endure sound doctrine. You can go to some churches of Christ, and if you preach a sermon that they don't want you to come back. Amen. That has happened to me in time past. I used to preach that sermon all the time. What in hell do you want? Amen. And you mean them in church Christ? They don't want to hear that. You need to keep the people in the church from knowing the gospel and staying committed to the gospel of Christ. Amen. And you got many church of Christ now, but they are not committed to the word of God. They got preachers in there that's manipulating them and getting on. Ain't saying no straight up gospel. Amen. When I grew up in the church, Lord have mercy. Those preachers would preach. Many of the preachers during that time were whipped in the church. Many brothers jumped on them and beat them in the church. Amen. I remember that myself. I was a child. I was baptized when I was 8 years old. And along the way, I've seen two or three members at the church, the ministers, beaten by the brethren. Amen. You know, it's hard to get to where we are now. And a lot of us that don't know this, and these younger preachers coming in now, they don't understand that, listen, you've got to preach the word. Paul says, 2 Timothy chapter 4, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine. And, you know, in order to get the Church of Christ growing across the world, a lot of preachers went through a lot of troubles, kicked out of parsonages and everything else. Kicked out of town and everything else. We've got to keep preaching the doctrine. But too many of our Church of Christ preachers now are in it for the money, in it for the glory. That's all. In it for the onions, too. Amen. We've got to get back to the basic instructions before leaving earth. And we've got to preach the word. He said, preach it in season, out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them, with all long-suffering and doctrine. We're in an age now. Time has come to me and will not endure sound doctrine. Amen. You got elders and you got new brothers in the church and sisters involved with them to get somebody to tell them what they want to hear. Amen. We've got to get it right. And we didn't bring, all churches of Christ has not brought mechanical instruments, but all this boom, boom, and nightclub singing up in the churches need to go. Ephesians 5:19, the Bible says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making the melody where? In your mind, your heart unto the Lord. Amen. But now we got the boom bangles and everything else going on up in the churches of Christ now. That's got to stop. Yeah. Amen. Go back to what we were commanded to do and keep preaching the word. And times are getting even worse in America now. So we as gospel ministers better stick with the book. Amen. You don't have to worry about nothing. God will take care of his churches. Amen. You don't have to worry about it. Amen. Just keep preaching the word. And God will bless you. Amen. You know, some time they might come that they might want to put us in jail or some electrocute us or something, but it's not going to work too good for them. Amen? Because the church belongs to Christ. He came down here and lived 30-some years, gave his blood for the church of Christ. Amen? So you got to understand there's only one church in the Bible, and God is going to take care of his church. Amen? Nothing man can do to totally disrupt his church. Amen. And if you're doing the right thing, amen, doing the right thing, don't worry about it. Amen. We all got to leave here. Amen. And if you're doing right, leaving here, you're going to make it right. Amen. You'll be blessed. Amen. And even at that, you'll keep preaching the gospel like that and be blessed. And you're still getting older and older, and you're still being blessed. Preaching his word of God. Amen. Stick with the book. Don't worry about all this other foolishness going on here. Amen. We're living in an age now where our supreme justices and supreme rulers over America have said that, look, a man got a right to marry a man and a woman a woman. Amen. I know I've met some people who don't want to talk about that. Well, they got the right to do it. What in hell do you want? Amen. What? If you're a preacher, then you were commanded by the Bible to preach against it. What you want in here? You want to tell people what they want to hear? Amen. Yeah. What do you find in the Bible where God said it was right for a man to marry a man and a woman a woman? You don't find that. You find Sodom and Gomorrah, what happened to them? Amen.
Yeah.
We've got to preach the word and stick with the word. And if you're preaching, you just in it for try to make the money, you need to sit your rump down somewhere. Amen. Preaching is not about making the money. You preach the word. 2 Timothy 4. Do it in season, out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. We're in the age now. Time is here now that men don't want to hear sound doctrine. And we've got to keep preaching. Hey, but one church of the Bible, you got to preach the word of God. Amen. We have a lot of young ministers that go to college and get a degree in Bible and everything like that. And they'll come and give the people what they want to hear. Amen. Just to find a whole lot of big words that mean this, mean that, and just make them feel good as though he's educating them. No, no, no. The Bible just told us directly to preach the word. Go in the Bible. Look at that. Amen. And if you're listening tonight, you start preaching the sermon then. What in hell do you want? Amen. It's in the Bible. Study your Bible. What is it? Do you think people that want to go to hell or want to go to hell? What is it that they want? Why is the Bible here to keep us out of hell? Amen. And people are just going by millions of billions and trillions going to hell. Amen. Ever since the earth began, we've got to understand the stick with the word of God. We've got to understand, the people need to know there's only one church in the Bible. Amen. The headquarters is in heaven. Christ came here and built the church of Christ. Amen. Died and went back to heaven. Amen. And a lot of men here founded churches and everything, but they don't know who they are. It ain't the one that's in the Bible. Amen. And taking millions and millions of people to hell with them. The question is, what in hell do you want? Amen? Read your Bible. Bible is the book of all books. Amen? And it's going to be that way. My word shall stand forever, Jesus said. He left it here for us to follow the instructions of the Bible. Amen? And people, and Satan is cold-blooded. Amen? He just wants you to say any church is all right. Amen. Any Bible you want to read other than the righteous Bible. Amen. So we've got to understand to keep preaching the doctrine of Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
And God will bless you and he'll bless others who obey the word of God. That's God's word, not your word or my word. That's God's word. Amen. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall do what? Stand forever. Amen. And we've got to stick, amen. So we're going to stick with that, amen. If you're listening, you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you become a member of the Church of Christ by hearing the word of God. Acts chapter 15 and verse 7, believing it. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, repenting of your sins. Luke chapter 13 and verse 3, confessing Christ to be the Son of God. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32, and then be buried in the water of grave of baptism for the remission of all your past sins. Rise therefrom and follow the basic instructions of the Bible for those who are members of the only church in the Bible, the Church of Christ. Amen. You live the most blessed and most wonderful life you could have ever lived on planet Earth, and then die if you keep living right and go to heaven and live eternally in heaven. Amen. If there's someone who needs to obey the gospel and you're listening tonight, go to the nearest Church of Christ to you on Sunday and obey the word of God. Amen. And we beg you to do that. Amen. God bless you. The wisdom of Johnson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen and taking audience, we appreciate all of those who have come into this broadcast and have stayed with us. We thank you for your time, your patience, but we are just praying that somebody will obey the gospel. The minister of the Church of Christ in your community, in your neighborhood, in your city, your country, your nation. Find out who that Church of Christ minister is and let him know that you want to obey the gospel today. Today. You don't have to wait till Sunday. You can find one today and ask him. I want to obey the gospel. I want to be baptized into Christ. He will take your confession, baptize you according to your faith in the gospel, and will also instruct you in the way and the will of the Lord. You got to be faithful to God. So we just want you to know, this is what we're looking for, those who want to be honest and obedient to God's will.
Yes.
Thank you for being a part of this broadcast. At this time, we're going to close out, and we're going to have a word of prayer and thanksgiving. Bow with us, please. Righteous God and Holy Father, to Jesus Christ, who is God and our Savior, we bow our heart of faith and devotion humbly to thee. Thank you, God, for another opportunity, for another blessing.
Amen.
For you have blessed us to be able to share the word of truth, the word of salvation.
Yes.
To a dying and perishing generation of men around the world. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to bless this ministry, that many will hear the word of the gospel, will hear the word of salvation, will respond in obedient faith and be saved before it be everlasting and eternally too late for us all. Thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Without brethren, Brother Parker, Brother Johnson, Brother Brown, Brother Parker the Fourth, and to all of our radio guests, good night and God bless us all.
Amen.
Good man. Amen.